From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for its support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and said efforts to end the Syrian war must continue. Kerry spoke today in Brussels.
In sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war that he has chosen, chlorine gas, barrel bombs against his people.
Monday, the United States and Russia suspended talks to implement a ceasefire in Syria after the United States accused Moscow of not honoring its commitments. The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded Tuesday to three United States university professors for their work on exotic states of matter. Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David Thewlis, Duncan Haldane, and Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. This is the acting chairman for the Nobel Committee for the Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Martin said the scientists developed their own mathematical equations to explain the new behavioral properties. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in southwestern Haiti early Tuesday, triggering major floods and forcing thousands to flee the path of the deadly storm. It has already claimed three lives in the poorest country in the Americas. According to the National Hurricane Center, Matthew made landfall shortly after daybreak. This is VOA News. Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will have their moment in the spotlight Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia, as the site of the only vice presidential debate of 2016. The face-off comes a week after the first of three presidential debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, a debate that energized Democrats and disappointed some Republicans. You can visit voanews.com for VOA's coverage of the vice presidential debate. The International Monetary Fund has put out its global economic growth forecast. However, it remains unchanged. This is Maurice Obstfeld of the International Monetary Fund.
We project global output growth at 3.1% in 2016 and at 3.4% in 2017, the same as in early July, shortly after the United Kingdom's Brexit vote.
Again, that is Maurice Obstfeld from the IMF. A new report says governance across Africa has improved little in the past decade as poor security has held back progress. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Almost two in three African citizens live in a country in which safety and the rule of law have deteriorated during the past decade, according to the annual Ibrahim Index on African Governance. Presenting the findings Monday in London, the founder of the index, Sudanese-born billionaire and philanthropist Mo Ibrahim, said the statistics send a clear message.
This is a very strong mathematical correlation between safety and rule of law and development.
Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Jendayi E. Fraser, a member of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, told VOA the decline in security is especially concerning. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Maria Sharapova said she cannot wait to return to tennis next April after the Court of Arbitration for Sport, or the CAS, reduced the former world number one's two-year drugs ban by 9 months on Tuesday. This is the Secretary General of the CAS.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to reduce the period of suspension of Maria Sharapova from 2 years to 15 months, beginning on the 26th January 2016. This means that her ban will come to an end on 25 April 2017.
The arbitration panel ruled Tuesday that she had committed anti-doping rule violations for which she bore some degree of fault. The European Parliament Tuesday overwhelmingly backed the ratification of the Paris climate deal. It paves the way for the landmark pact to come into force globally. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.